the SOH Network presents AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.
For the SOH News Roundup, week ending Friday, September 23rd, I'm Rich Crankshaw with AsiaCast. In this bulletin, Wright's lawyer undeterred despite torture, Beijing's paid internet commentary training accidentally revealed, Japanese protesters seek nuclear-free world, and India researchers hope discoveries spark conservation. But first, our SOH focus on China. Chinese human rights lawyer Zheng Tianyong recently broke his silence about what he suffered during his recent detention. Zheng was arrested in February as part of the Chinese Communist Party's attempt to nip a homegrown jasmine revolution in the bud. Isolation, brainwashing, sleep deprivation, and torture were regular parts of those 2 months. He was released April 29th, but not until mid-September did Zheng tell his story. He told Sound of Hope Radio September 14th the most painful part of the ordeal was the brainwashing sessions. During the 2 months of detention, neither Zheng nor his family received any official notice or documentation. Zheng became a target because of his willingness to take on human rights cases. In particular, he defended practitioners of Falun Gong, a group that is persecuted without mercy by the regime. Despite suffering memory loss from being mentally tortured and deprived of sleep, Zheng did not give in. He told Sound of Hope Radio he had to speak out and let everyone know the horrible things happened to me. He said if the regime doesn't want people to know, then they should not do these things, adding the terror will be and must be broken. A Chinese TV news report unwittingly revealed how the Chinese Communist regime's propaganda department trains its army of paid internet commentators to shape public opinion on the internet. Shishui TV, a local station in Hubei province, reported September 8th the purpose of the training was to improve the skills of Shishui County spokespersons and internet commentators, responding to public cries and guiding public opinion in a corrective way were among the topics covered. According to a report by Hong Kong's Apple Daily, the number of paid internet commentators in China is estimated to have reached 280,000. With each one of them posting 5 comments per day. That amounts to 1.4 million posts daily, enough to inundate some internet forums. The video was originally posted on CNXISHUI.net, which is operated by Xinhui County Propaganda Department, and must have been an accident as it was removed just a few hours after its appearance. Police in Hong Kong made the largest drug bust in the city's history, nabbing more than 540 kilos of cocaine worth 600 million Hong Kong dollars, some 77 million U.S. dollars. Authorities said Monday, September 19th, they arrested 8 people. A police statement said the operation had neutralized a transnational drug trafficking syndicate. Police raided 5 warehouses throughout Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Standard reported the drugs were found hidden in containers and pressed into recycled blocks with other recycled garbage. SOH takes a look across the wider Asia-Pacific region. Buddhist monks in India's eastern state of Bihar performed special prayers for victims of the massive earthquake which struck northeast India Sunday, September 18th. The epicenter of the 6.9 magnitude quake was in the sparsely populated Himalayan state of Sikkim. Residential structures and a Buddhist monastery in the state capital bore the brunt of the damage. The earthquake was felt as far away as New Delhi, and there have been numerous fatalities across the country. At least 35 people killed in Sikkim, and at least 7 in Bihar, and at least 6 in West Bengal. The tremors spread around the Himalayan region, affecting Nepal, Tibet, and Bhutan, as well as Bangladesh. Coming up on AsiaCast, Burma's media still censored despite reform promises, Japan seeking South China Sea stability, and Taiwan prepares for World Design Expo. But first, SOH Network's Shen Yun quote of the day. Anesthesiologist Chris Cole and homemaker Laura Cole saw Shen Yun's third performance at Indiana's Close Memorial Hall.
This is very good. Inspiring. I thought the whole show is pretty inspiring. It's nice to see a different culture put on a show compared to what we're used to. So it was really nice.
I thought it was wonderful. It was absolutely beautiful. You know, I cannot pick one favorite over another. No, I like them all. They're all very beautiful. The emotion behind the music makes me cry. Yes. It's very emotional. It is. It's so emotional that it is hard to find the words. I'm going to tell them to come with me next year.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say it is worth it. Come on, let's go. Okay. They will enjoy it.
Immerse yourself in an experience like no other. Classical Chinese dance, music, and more. Brought to life by dozens of performers in one exhilarating show. SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit shenyunperformingarts.org.
You are listening to AsiaCast from the SOH Network.
Back with the rest of today's AsiaCast, I'm Rich Crankshaw. In Japan, tens of thousands of protesters gathered in central Tokyo's Meijing Park for an anti-nuclear rally. Of the 60,000-plus participants that came from all over Japan, many were from Fukushima Prefecture, the area worst affected by the nuclear disaster which followed the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Prominent writer and manager of Crayon House Bookstore, Kiko Ochiya, was one of the organizers. He said the protest was only the first step towards their goal of ending nuclear power, not only in Japan, but worldwide. Nobel Prize-winning author Kenzaburo Oe was also in attendance. The Committee to Protect Journalist Censorship in Burma remains as bad as ever, despite recent government promises to reform. A report released by the International Press Freedom Watchdog Tuesday, September 20th, found that journalists in Burma are among the most censored in the world. This is despite the country having switched over to a civilian government after decades of military rule. The report said, although privately owned publications and media entities have sprung up in recent years, they are forced to publish on a weekly basis, while state-run media can publish daily. The group also said a number of journalists have recently been sentenced to long-term jail sentences. Responding to independent recommendations, Thailand said Tuesday, September 20th, it would review political trials and royal insult cases connected to 5 years of unrest. The country's prime minister said the government expects a recent report from the Truth for Reconciliation Commission of Thailand. In its first report to Thailand's new leadership, the commission said prosecutions under legislation, including an emergency decree and the Lesa Majesta laws governing insults against the monarchy, were linked to political conflict after and before the 2006 coup. The Thai authorities also agreed to securing the temporary release of political prisoners during the review in line with the commission's advice. Japan has called for a stronger code of conduct aimed at binding rival claimants to waters and islands in the strategically important South China Sea. The Japanese ambassador to the Philippines said Tuesday, September 20th, his government expects to tackle the issue during the Philippine president's official visit to Tokyo. The ambassador said while Japan is not among the claimants to territory in the South China Sea, it has a major stake in keeping the waters open to international shipping because much of its trade passes through the area. The Philippines and China, along with Brunei, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Vietnam, have conflicting claims to all or parts of the sea. On a lighter note, frogs that croak like cats are among the 12 new species of amphibians discovered following a 20-year exploration of the forests of Western Ghats, India. The study headed by the University of Delhi also led to the rediscovery of three species of night frogs previously considered extinct. The creatures are difficult to detect as they only come out when it's dark during India's monsoon season. New species include the meowing night frog, whose croak sounds like a cat's meow, and the Wainanad night frog, which grows to the size of a baseball. The team hopes that the findings spark conservation efforts in India aimed toward these amphibians. The findings are detailed in the September 15th issue of Zootaxa. Taiwan has been gearing up for the Taipei World Design Expo with a number of media events. The Design Expo will feature thousands of exhibits from around the world in categories such as industrial interior communication and graphic design. The event runs from September 30th to October 30th at a number of venues in Taipei. It will showcase 6,000 exhibits by some 1,200 designers from 34 countries, including France, Germany, Japan, Taiwan, and the Netherlands and the USA. The Taiwan Design Center of the chief organizers of the expo said it was a great opportunity to showcase Taiwan's soft power and bring the country onto the international stage. Rich Crankshaw, SOH Network.
AsiaCast, keeping you across the top headlines from the Asia Pacific.